Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden, and I'm joined by Cass Page.
He is.
And also by Joel Dusha.
Hello, listeners. How are you? That's good to hear or bad to hear.
And today we're talking about planets. Just before we start, is the computer crazy loud to you guys?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Usually, it almost definitely won't be picked up on the mic, but the computer is so loud.
Listeners, wherever
it's
you are,
going, whiz, whiz, whiz.
I need you to close your eyes and imagine you're in a room that's going, and then you get the pure Shut Up A Second experience.
Freaking out. That's okay. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, the fans working that hard.
And the fact that it took ages to boot up and to log in, I'm sure will not be relevant. It's fine. Did you guys know about rogue planets? I've heard about rogue planets yesterday.
No.
Well, not yesterday, the other day.
Rogue planets? No idea.
I know about Rogue One.
It's the cool, it's like...
Okay, whoa. You know about Rogue One?
Yep.
What's Rogue One?
Star Wars movie.
What happens in it?
Yeah, but what is Rogue One, though?
Yeah, what is Rogue One? What's the title from?
No, I saw the movie.
Yeah, I know. So
yeah, well, that means you should be able to tell us what it's about. You said you know Rogue One.
Yeah, so what is Rogue One?
It's a mission?
No.
No, is it a spaceship?
Yes.
Oh, like, well, sort of, yes. Robbie Williams' Rude Box.
Huh?
What?
You know Rude Box by Robbie Williams?
So if you don't, if there's probably one or two listeners that don't know Robbie Williams' Rude Box, it is Robbie Williams' experimental EDM-influenced album that stunk that everyone hated.
It was the first album he'd done since him, because he was working with the same writer for years. And then he
went off on his own, and he's like, ugh. I gotta go back to my rider.
I can't recommend listening to Rude Box enough. Like the whole album is called Rude Box, but the title track Rude Box, great. He talks about having the Rude Box in the back of the spaceship, but I think the Rude Box is also a spaceship and it's also a part on a woman's body.
Yeah, guess which one?
Nobody says.
No, but it actually gets confusing. Yeah. It could be ass or pussy.
Yeah.
Oh. Because it both.
Okay,
combined.
Then back to spaceship.
Take more pills, fuck the Matrix or something?
Take both pills, fuck the Matrix.
Oh, take both pills, fuck the Matrix.
That's actually an awesome
That's a great
lyric.
Line.
Yeah,
That's,
there are some unrepeatable lines, but that one's pretty good.
I love Robbie Williams.
Did you say
so
unrepeatable?
Much.
Yeah, there are some pretty bad lines in Rude Box.
This was what, 2006 or something?
Oh, like, yeah, and he was trying to. Really?
He was going edgy.
Yeah.
In 2006.
Uh-huh. I gotta look up these lyrics because I love songs.
Oh my God. You are gonna love Robbie Williams' Rude Box.
I had the Rude Box single. Also, I found out that Robbie Williams, obviously massive in the UK.
Yeah.
Massive in Australia.
Yeah.
Jack shit in America.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
What?
But he's so talented.
But he's like for everyone.
He is
for everyone. That's
he
true.
Is the rock DJ. We're letting him entertain us.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah, he's the me and
Let
my monkey or whatever.
Yeah.
Me and my monkey.
Yeah.
And he's sexed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are all Robbie Williams songs. Yeah.
Escapology. Really good. That's oh, Hot app. Fudge.
Do you know? Oh, wait.
Sing while we're winning?
Do you ever think about...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This might be a dream I had. But I remember hearing that.
Yes.
And again, I think the more I think about this, this happened in a dream. But in the Robbie Williams classic album, Escapeology. Uh-huh. He's hanging upside down from a crane. Mm-hmm. It's like hanging over a city.
Mm-hmm.
And in my memory, that's Melbourne. And I don't know if that's actually
I true. Do not think that
I
is
don't
true.
Think, why would he have done it in Melbourne?
Got your phone?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it
Little
up.
Little machine.
Also, I'm pretty sure Rogue One isn't the name of the ship. It's the name of the battalion.
No. It's when, okay, before I look up Robbie Williams' Escapeology Melbourne, it's the bit in Rogue One where they go, they take off and they ask for clearance and they go, what's your clearance? And they go, because they're like caught because they've stolen the spaceship. They go, oh, this is Rogue One requesting takeoff clearance. And they go, yeah, permission granted. Oh, and they okay. go, huh, that's freaking crazy. And everyone goes, huh, Rogue One, that's the name of the movie.
And then they all go to that planet and die.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only seen it once.
Yeah. Mm. They get blowed up, rest in peace.
I remember that
bit.
They
get blowed up, all
they
of them?
They get blowed up. The Death Star works.
I remember when there's a bit where Leia flies through space.
That's
and everyone goes,
the Last Jedi.
Oh, is it? But I remember in the cinemas, I think everyone would be like, what? Is that... What?
She gets blown out of a spaceship and then she uses the Force to pull herself back inside. She doesn't fly in space.
It seems like she's flying through space.
I believe women can do anything.
I believe they can do a lot.
No.
You believe women have limitations. Interesting.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Hayden. Okay. Very interesting. Not to mention all the stuff you say off mic.
Why? Okay, sure.
You were taking too long with your phone, so I needed to just smear your name.
I don't. Okay, I don't think it was shot in Melbourne. I think that happened in a dream.
Cool. What a dream! Yeah,
I have fucking awesome dreams. Okay, Robbie Williams is there. He's talking to me about how much he loves Melbourne. Do you know what I think? I got confused by, or not confused, but it's in my got in my dream.
Uh-huh.
Because Robbie Williams loves AFL football,
mm-hmm.
And he loves Carlton,
mm-hmm.
and he played
at the AFL Grand Final.
He did play the AFL Grand Final, and he also just loves Melbourne, the city. I think he comes here a bit, and he talks about how he likes it. And I'm sure he doesn't do that at every city.
It's crazy that Robert Williams...
Well, he did shoot his movie here.
Yeah, he shot his movie here.
You were in it.
I was in that movie.
You like to say that?
I didn't sign anything, so...
Yes!
Hell yeah!
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
NDAs don't mean anything anyway.
I didn't sign one, so...
Yeah.
It can't.
Old listeners, if someone is like...
I will D. Because the D is disclosed.
Yeah.
Non-disclosed, yeah. Agreement.
Uh-huh.
I will D.
Oh my god, D.
It's directed by the director of The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
What?
Mm. He wasn't there on set.
Oh.
That's funny.
Maybe he was, I actually don't know.
Yeah, he probably should have been since he's the director.
No, but I was in crowd. I played a
paparazzo.
Paparazzo.
Was the lead actor there though?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're still
shooting. Get very close to him.
So they were shooting a scene then,
yeah,
you understand.
Yeah,
it wasn't
shooting a scene, yeah.
So why wouldn't the director be
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just making bold claims?
But he might have been there, but if he was very discreet and chill. So
who yelled action and cut?
I think usually the assistant director does it anyway. I think the main director doesn't do it.
Okay.
A lot of the time.
Mm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
But if you ever see the movie, it'll come out soon, and if they use the take that I'm in, I will definitely be on screen, because like... The camera was right in front of my face. I'm one of the last paparazzos before the camera passes before Robbie Williams gets in a car.
Mm.
And I go, because it's set in England, so I'm going, Robbie, give us a smile, Robbie. Come on, Robbie. Well, pretending to take photos.
I reckon there'll be music over that scene and your voice will not be in it.
We'll see.
I
don't think asking a whole bunch of extras who aren't expecting to talk in a movie to do an English accent on the spot is going to make it into the movie.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll see, though. Anyway, Rogue Planet is a planet, obviously part of a solar system, but sometimes, because space is pretty freaky, something will get in the way, or there'll be a big meteor, or there'll be a different sun, and then a planet will basically just get ejected from its solar system and just fly through space free of anything, just completely not in any...
That's the dream!
Yeah, that's really good. So that's like what Princess Leia did.
Yes, it's a Princess Leia style
Except
planet.
She only kind of went out for a bit and then came back in.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But no.
So she kind of more did like the Uranus is or Neptune? Which planets like swap?
Oh.
It's Neptune.
Jupiter and one of the other big ones did.
No, it's not Jupiter.
Yeah,
because
it's the big. Yeah, it's the big one.
No.
What do you mean they swap?
They swapped once.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
No.
Who swaps?
Yeah, so the sun's obviously in the middle.
Yep.
And everything orbits the sun. But two planets overlap. So in their rotation of the sun, they actually swap spots and then swap back.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's... What do you mean, how? Imagine a disc.
The way they do it is the how Joel just explained.
No, but like...
That's how.
Okay, so imagine like a circle and then imagine an oval. So like when the oval is at the top part, it's at... So this is really hard to describe.
Okay. By swap, you mean distance from the sun.
Yeah.
So sometimes one will be close, sometimes one will be further away.
Oh, okay. But all the planets work like those coin donation things. You know when you like drop the coin in the thing and it spins around really, really fast? Yeah. That's how gravity works.
What the fuck?
That's how all the planets work. That's how gravity works.
That's how those coin donations things
No, that's
work.
Also how all the planets work. We're all getting closer to the sun.
Yes.
So like you imagine the sun is a weight
pulling
everything down and then you've dropped the planets, coins,
and they're
circling.
But they're not all in the exact same circle though.
They're not, no.
So that's what we're saying.
Okay, I get that.
So
now.
One of them's
Thank
one.
You.
Well, I actually don't know if, whatever Joel is saying anyway is one's on like an elliptical orbit and one's on a more spherical orbit. So that sometimes, you know, planet one is closer than planet two, and the other times they swap.
Yeah, it's like one of the planets is like 95% of the time closer to the sun, but for that other 5%, they swap for a bit.
So they're at risk of just smacking into each other.
I don't think so. Could be awesome though if they did.
That'd be crazy.
That would be fucking awesome.
Everyone's always talking about, I reckon every 3 years or so, like there'd be like a Daily Mail article being like, something crazy is about to happen in deep space and you're gonna see it. And then you never do, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's not close enough. I'm not looking. Maybe I'd see if
there was an article. Did you ever see? There was like this thing going around. I guess obviously it's a full on lie, but it was like, there was like, some distant nebulous thing is going to explode and for like 6 months you'll be able to see a big like extra giant star in the sky during the day.
That would be sick.
That'd be awesome.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't think so. It seems too cool.
I want to see more stuff in the sky.
Yeah.
I don't look up that often.
Unfortunately, space moves very slowly and people live relatively like instantly.
The
odds of anything happening while we look at it is nothing, almost.
But also, what are the odds that we were here at all?
Hey, what? Take both pills, fuck the Matrix.
Yeah.
Rootbox style. But the thing about rogue planets as well, right, is you might think that they'd just be like a giant rock floating through space, so who cares?
Mm. Yeah.
But
I was thinking that.
On Earth, right, there are like these freaky fish and stuff that just live in thermal vents or around thermal vents, and they never see the sun. So like they sort of evolved completely sunless.
Mm.
So it's not completely impossible that there could just be a rogue planet floating around that has like freaky thermal fish. Because like the outside would be frozen, but underneath it would be all warm.
Ooh.
Yeah? Freaky fish on a rogue planet?
I think that's
so cool.
I wish that I knew what humans were going to like slowly evolve into. Imagine how awesome it would be to be like in 10,000 years we're going to look like this. And sure, I reckon you could probably do that now, but like...
We're certainly getting taller.
I feel we're sort of post-evolution though, aren't we? Because we got medicine.
No, evolution
you
doesn't
say
stop.
That, you Hayden. We were born with 3 wisdom teeth.
That's true.
We're
I don't
evolving,
know if it's evolution though.
Well, want to hear something even crazier?
But
I was also born with 3 wisdom teeth.
Many are, but some people are still born with 4. And I've like
but that's
only
not...
got one of those little veins in your wrist, tendon things.
Huh?
You know, like we don't need the little grippy tendon in our wrists anymore, so not everyone has the...
What are you talking about?
What?
People are born without tendons in their wrist?
There's like, if you like push all your fingers together into each other...
Mm. Like a point?
Yeah, like...
Like if you were going to
like
fist
very
someone.
Mamma Mia. Okay. Okay.
Well, that's all I could think. Oh, like a puppet. Like a sock puppet.
But a suck puppet?
Like a
suck puppet.
Or fisting, yes. Yeah.
No, like when
you... Do I have it? I don't know what you're talking
Italian.
About.
So if you...
Yeah, it's the Italian.
If you Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
See, like, see a little
wait,
so there's a tendon, yeah.
Oh, wait, those guys?
Some people are born without wrist tendons? That
Some
can't
people...
be true.
You have both. You were saying everything.
If you don't have a wrist tendon, you couldn't bend your wrist at all.
I'm confused.
No, it's like it's one of the tendons. You don't need all of them. And some people are born with it and some people aren't. And some people are born with 4 wisdom teeth. Some people evolving rapidly, only needing 3 now.
That's not really ever. No, evolution only works if it's something that helps you breed. Otherwise, it's just a...
What do you mean helps you breed?
No, it's otherwise... a survival of the fittest thing, you fucking
no,
idiot.
No, exactly. So, like, but that helps you breed. So, all right, so that's... The level evolution.
No, it doesn't have to help you breed. It just means like
absolutely it does.
No,
it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Say how.
Okay, evolution is not some magic force that's like body. No, shut up.
You're already
evolution. No, evolution is not some magic thing that's like humans would be better if they had no wisdom teeth.
Obviously,
that's not what it is. It's only stuff that directly helps you live longer and breed more. That's the stuff that gets filtered in. Yes, it is. Here's the example, okay? Right? You've got some wild cats, okay?
I've got wild cats, yeah.
They're beige, and they're in the savannah.
This is off to a red hot
okay.
start.
Yeah.
Right?
There's beige
a,
cats.
There's a complete...
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
By complete chance, one of the cats of one litter is born with like a big old red dot on it, right? But because it's got a big red dot, it can't hide, and it's really prone to like, it can be seen very easily, so it gets killed straight away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it doesn't pass on the red dot gene.
Yes.
So that... It doesn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
On the flip side, if the mutation just happens to be stripes, oh shit, just by pure coincidence, now all of a sudden, this particular breed of cat is harder to spot.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they live longer, so they have more kids, and then those kids have stripes, and then those kids live longer than the other ones. And then all of a sudden, over like millions of years, all the ones that remain have stripes.
See, I feel like you and Joel... saying the same thing,
uh-huh.
But you worded it so insane. That doesn't help them breed.
Yes,
that
it does. It helps them live longer.
It helps them live.
That's what I mean.
No, but,
only,
you're,
but
you're,
it's got was, nothing was, to do with fucking.
Yeah, you,
it
you made
it. It does have to do with fucking. No. They live longer and they fuck more.
Yeah, well, but it, you made it seem like we will only ever evolve something if it directly helps us fuck.
That's
yeah.
true.
No, living longer is the thing.
And that helps you fuck. That's what I'm saying. It has to help you fuck in some way. Otherwise, but, it doesn't work.
Do you reckon our loads
so
will
exactly,
get bigger?
So, what? What'd you say?
Well, since it's all down to breeding, do you think that the human load will get bigger?
The human load is already gigantic. Wait, do you have like
you
tens of millions of sperm or something?
I haven't checked mine.
Well, it
recently.
Used to be one cell, and now it's what?
You'd come one cell.
Yeah, I personally would come one cell, and then I evolved to come a billion cells.
Wait, that's.
I mean that the human, that all life is one cell, and now I'm coming 10 billion cells or whatever.
So you reckon
so
cum shots have gotten bigger?
You're right. Cum shots are getting bigger.
But,
that's because if you have a bigger cum shot, you're going to get people pregnant more. And
yeah.
So then your babies, who will also have a big old cum shot, then all of a sudden everyone's got big cum shots.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Evolution.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, that
that's
is evolution.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But that... Again, it doesn't help you fuck more. It just helps you...
It helps you breed! That's what I'm saying! If it helps you breed, then it contributes to evolution.
But I feel like...
No,
I'm,
it's so... I mean,
I
yes.
I feel like ultimately...
I'm right!
We're both right.
Yeah, but I'm more right.
No, you're just saying you're wording it so weird.
That's how it is. If you had some sort of, I don't know, like... Okay, you had a rat that was born with six toes, right? It would just sort of not really evolve because No, it wouldn't just, not every rat would all of a sudden have six toes, because unless for some reason in rat society having six toes is sexy as hell, then in that case, eventually rats would all have six toes.
Yes.
But there'd just be some rats with six toes and they would breed the normal amount and it wouldn't really take over.
Yeah, it's survival of the fittest.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
No, you're wording it so weird.
It's an important part of it.
That's like saying a better ass is going to be, like, as in human beings are going to evolve to have way better asses.
That's true. That's why everyone's getting taller.
Mm.
Human beings are all getting taller because people find taller people more attractive.
Oh, no.
Oh, guess what? I'm right. And look at baboons. They've got big, giant, juicy asses because they're the ones that get laid. They got a big old juicy caboose. Oh, shit. I'm going to have sex with you instead of flat-ass McGee over there. And now every baboon's got a red rump.
God bless evolution.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's making all the apes juicy.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess human beings will just get sexier and sexier.
That's crazy.
Do you think that's happening?
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Look at it. It's happened in the last 30 years. Look at 50 years. Look at people from the 70s who are 30. They look fucked.
Yeah. And then look at me. The ripe old age of 33 could probably pass as 29.
Yeah.
A rough 29.
No, but you look at people from like the 70s and 80s. I mean, I think it's because everyone smoked all the time forever and drank every night.
Yeah.
For $1.
But imagine how good that life would be.
They burnt bright and fast.
They died at 55 of old age, but they lived a beautiful 55 years.
Oh, yeah. They had a bigger 55 years than now 55 years are going to be.
And also the parents were probably smoking while there was a baby.
Exactly. They were smoking while pregnant. They were smoking in the house. It was good.
Giving all them kids those lead paints.
That's why everyone, lead paints. That's why they're all insane. They've got lead in their brain.
That's all right. We're going to have microplastics in our brain.
Yeah, but I don't think...
And
we'll
our kids will be dead, so it'll be fine.
Dead from being underwater or on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. All full of plastic.
Yeah, it's
They've found microplastics in placentas.
They're everywhere. It's bad. There was some study a couple of years ago, and it was a pretty small study. It was things like 70 bodies or something, and they found microplastics in 100% of them. Like, oh, no. It's in us.
Apparently,
but we don't know what it does. It might be fine.
Yeah, like asbestos.
Yeah,
we didn't know what that did for a while.
We didn't know what that did. Cigarettes.
No, we did. They just hid it for a while.
Cigarettes, we found out.
Which could be happening now.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, big plastic.
Yeah.
Well, gotta watch out for big plastic. This podcast could actually get taken down.
Yeah, by big plastic. Mm. Do you guys want to hear some planet? What am I doing? History.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, the planet. Naming convention, right? So they're all named after Roman gods.
Mm-hmm.
And then the moons around them, they're named after the Greek friends of that god. Because you know how Roman gods and Greek gods are the same?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the names of the Roman god, and then it's like the Roman god's friends, but the Greek versions. That's the naming convention, right?
Okay.
Except
is Earth a guy?
No, except Earth.
Oh. Who's Earth named after?
That's a good question. I actually have no idea. I think it just is. That's just what it is.
Who the fuck named Earth?
I guess.
Imagine being the guy that named Earth.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Earth could just be caveman speak for dirt. Earth. Earth. I reckon that's what it is. I reckon it's caveman speak for dirt.
Earth.
It'd be from Latin of dirt, I think. That's my guess.
Okay, well, if we come to homework.study.com.
Great. Reliable.
Yeah.
Reliable.
They want us to do our homework. They wouldn't lead us astray.
Mm.
We don't know who named it or when it came about.
What the fuck?
But it's been used for at least a millennia.
What the fuck?
Caveman speak for dirt. Oof.
But, do you know what? It is.
Oof.
Oof.
Apparently, it comes from the German word erd, which translates to the ground. So,
erd.
That's a huge call from me.
Yep.
Erd.
Die, Erd.
Just a German caveman. Erd.
Erd.
I don't know if they were German cavemen. They might have been.
We've been talking German for a millennia, apparently.
Yeah.
Erd. Who the
That's
fuck
good.
Named Earth? I mean, a German caveman.
A guy named Grug or something.
Die, Erd.
Erd.
Erd. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really fucked up that we don't know. Yeah. I would not.
I think that's cool.
I just would
just
never.
Just always has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Earth. It's a funny word for it to just be like, someone did it.
Yeah.
So one guy was just standing around one time, pointed to him, was just like, it's Earth, bitch.
No, it was
Erd.
No, so, but they all follow that convention of the Roman Greek thing, except for Uranus.
And Uranus. Named after an arsehole?
No, it's the other way around. So, like, it's named after the Greek one, and then the planets around or the runes around are the Roman one. So, it's like, for some reason, that's flipped around.
Weird.
But that's the stupidest name.
I thought you were going to. You said no one's reversed after Joel said it's named after an arsehole. No, anus isn't actually named for the planet.
Yeah, but isn't that stupid that the stupid planet one was named wrong anyway?
That's great.
It should be named to the Greek god.
Well, who's the Greek one?
My cunt. No, that's not.
That's not true.
The Greek one is not called Micah. It's called Salus or something. Salus. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is this something to do with anus and being backwards? Anus backwards.
Anus backwards.
Just trying to think if, like, yeah, the fact that it's the anus planet and it's also backwards.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Asses are behind.
Asses are on the back. There's something there.
Yeah.
I like to do it the back way or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
They did the naming convention from behind. No, there's nothing really.
They did the naming convention doggy style. Doesn't really make sense, but.
Great position.
But I thought that was cool. It's supposed to be Salus.
Oh, can I tell you my planet fact?
Yeah. Tell us your planet fact, yeah.
My planet flack.
Shut up!
That's all right. That Earth joke was awesome before, thanks, dude.
Erd.
So, Erd.
I wanted to just know why a planet was a planet.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just a rock.
Well, yeah, Pluto got unplaneted.
Yeah,
and then planeted again, right?
Yeah, it's out. I think it's out.
I'm pretty sure it's back.
It's out. They might have made a new kind of classification, but it's not in the same
dwarf planet.
But it's not in the same league as the normals.
The word planet comes from a Greek word, which is planet. I don't know how they pronounce it. Not like that, but it means
spelled the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Well, I mean, no, it's in Greek, but when they're writing it phonetically, it's more or less the same. But I don't know what they mean by the E has a hat on it. Anyway,
planet.
It means wanderer. So they're looking up at the night sky and being like, look at those wanderers.
Oh, yeah, those stars move a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Cool. Sky wanderers.
That is cool.
We didn't have a proper definition of what a planet was until 2006.
Mm.
Like, until people agreed. Sorry, people were calling planets, obviously, but eventually the IAU.
International something.
Association of.
The International Astronomical Union, IAU,
that makes sense.
They were like, hey, we're doing a general assembly. General.
What are they doing, sorry?
A general assembly?
Oh, a general assembly.
In Prague. And they were like, okay, let's formally figure out what a planet is.
Yeah.
So.
What's the definition? Hit us with it.
You have to do three things to be a planet.
Oh, can I guess?
Yep.
You got to be rocky.
No.
There's gas planets.
What are you saying?
Jupiter's got no rocks.
No, I'm stupid. Okay.
It'll have to be a certain size and have to have an atmosphere of some variety, I imagine.
No.
Fuck!
It's hard.
Piss! It has to be in space?
No.
Whoa. There are planets outside of space.
Yeah.
I'm just not saying the Earth's core is a planet. Mm. A separate planet.
So,
it's like an innie planet.
Yeah.
It's any planet. First of all, to be a planet, you have to orbit a star.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's the obvious one.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you don't, because you can have a rogue planet.
Whoa! Your history and your facts.
Clash. Let me finish.
Okay.
No.
Number one, you got to orbit a star.
Uh-huh. Okay. Unless you're a rogue planet.
Yeah.
So that's one asterisk.
Then you used to orbit a star. You've gone away.
Okay, true.
But you
fair.
Had to.
Okay,
okay. Yeah, but does that mean you lose your planet status?
Well, no, because your status is now rogue planet.
Right.
Yeah, you're but it's still like, a planet.
So at some point you have to have orbited a planet.
Surely.
I don't know. Okay. You're the one reading it.
Yeah, it's your list, mate.
Yeah. I'm reading the three things from IAU.
Okay.
Okay.
They picked
one
this
asterisk.
Number two, you have to be big enough to have.
Are you man enough to be a planet?
Yeah. You have to be big enough to have enough gravity to force yourself into a sphere.
Okay.
So you have to have enough gravity to make you round instead of bumpy.
Yep.
Number three, you have to be big enough that your gravity has cleared away any other objects of a similar size in your orbit around the sun.
I wonder what one Pluto fucked up. I think it might be the third one because I think its moon is big.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it also is like mostly ice and a big chunk of rock. And I think if you got rid of the ice, it would just be this weird rock shape.
Yeah, yeah. So like it's maybe circle. Not in number two. So it's really.
And I think
there's
also like
one.
A million other planets that are basically like Pluto as well.
Mm.
And so if we included Pluto, you have to include like all these extra planets.
That, I reckon we should.
But like, I think it's like hundreds of them.
For 1 year, our solar system should be made up of 150 yeah. planets.
Man, yeah. imagine the sentence you have to learn to remember.
What's the one? What's the one now?
Very.
My very.
No wait, no. For, oh yeah, my very.
Earthy
Mars. My very earthy Mars, Jupiter's.
My Uranus.
No, Saturn's
my sexy
next.
Uranus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jupiter's sexy Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's yeah. really
and then
easy.
Imagine just 100 to 200 more. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kat.
And I've been Joel.
Joel, you are on some excellent pods. One of them is called Thumb Cramps.
It is.
No one's doing it like Thumb Cramps.
No one's doing it like Thumb Cramps. Thumb Cramps is one of my favorite podcasts to guest on in the world.
It is very
well,
fun.
That's great news, Cass, because you've recently just guested on it, as has Hayden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most recent one I'm on, and then Cass, you're on the next one.
Yep.
Whoa! Yeah, no, that's right. You've done episode maths correctly there. Beautiful. I'm also on Plumbing the Death Star.
Yep.
I'm also on an AFL podcast called How Good's Footy.
Mm.
If you don't like footy, that one will not be for you.
That one's not for you, but that's okay.
It's not for me. I don't listen.
I'm also on Baseless Speculation, which is another podcast. And, that's... There's other stuff, I guess. Just Google me. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
If you miss Joel being on this podcast all the time, Shut Up a Second Classic.
Yeah.
You can pay for episodes that it used to be.
Our new first episode of 2024 should be out later next month.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Classic.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.